Merseyland Alternative Radio on 105 FM and online at mar.me.uk. You can contact us through Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, email mar@rock.com, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Now we're going to take you back. Stereo.
John Freeman, Flutter Free, MAR.
approaching 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. It's John Freeman, Clutter Free. I'm back in the Liverpool studio. Very good evening to you. You're with MAR. We're broadcasting on 1323 kilohertz AM, 105 and 105.1 FM and round the world on the internet. Yeah, thanks to Lee. Now, for a minute, I thought he was doing his off his rocker show, you know what I mean? It did sound a bit like that, didn't it? Thanks a lot, mate. Lee in the Docklands studio. I can see him in the webcam now. He's just tidying up, ready to get his tube home. No idea what I'm going to play tonight. I usually have a playlist ready, but I'm just going to play what comes naturally, if you know what I mean. Daryl Hall and John Oates, and She's Gone. Text me in, email me in, Facebook me in, and I'll play what you want. Good evening to you.
Radio.
This is Moseyland Alternative Radio. We've got the best.
The sweet love and chicken.
The best. The best.
Chicken and
take. We play it loud.
Come on, Chevrolet. Take my word.
The best.
Say it out in a letter to you.
We play it loud.
If you can't give me love, honey, that ain't enough.
We play it loud across Liverpool and beyond. We are M-A-R.
Back to 1974, that's Manchester band Sweet Sensation and Sad Sweet Dreamer, and before that, Hall & Oates and She's Gone. It's Merseyland Alternative Radio, we're on our 35th year. I was watching on YouTube earlier on, actually, an interview with Chris Carey and Robbie Robinson of Sunshine Radio. They're interviewed on RTE television, talking about the reasons why they started to do Nova and Sunshine. It's a really interesting one, actually. I might play that on the show sometime, try and get it checked out for you. It's really worth listening to. Here's one for Jackie, anyway. It's Rita Coolidge, We're All Alone.
Outside the rain begins, and it may never end. So cry no more on the shore.
Okay. story's told, it can't help but grow old. Roses do, lovers too, so cares your seasons to the wind. And hold me dear, oh, hold me dear. Close the window.
MAR.me.uk. This is John Freeman. Next, John with your favourite song. 07504 464 678.
Not that I don't love you, baby, you know I do. But I don't wanna put no hold on you. Such a lovely feeling, darling, having you so near. Gee, it's good to know that you're around. But should you ever go away, then I won't ever try to tie you down. And if you should get restless, well, that's alright. Find the joy in need of a change, well, I won't mind. Don't misunderstand me, baby, my love is true, but I don't wanna put no hold on you. Such a lovely feeling, darling, having you so near. Gee, it's good to know that you're around. But should you ever go away, then let me make it clear, I won't ever try to tie you down. And if you wanna leave me, well, that's alright. Come the morning and find you gone, well, I won't mind. It's not that I don't love you, baby, you know I do. But I don't wanna put no hold on you. I don't want to put no hold on you. No, I don't want to put no hold on you. I don't want to put no hold on you.
That's a tune, isn't it? Southport's own Bernie Flint. and I don't want to put a hold on you. Looking at his Wikipedia entry, it says he's a singer-songwriter who holds the record for the longest continuous run of wins on the ITV talent show Opportunity Knocks. I never knew that. All right, here's some for the Clegg family on the Clutter-Free Show. We can't not mention the Clegg family, can we? This is Naked Eyes and one called Promises, Promises on MAR. Good evening to you.
This is Moseyland Alternative Radio. We've got the best.
You can do it.
The best. The best. The best.
Oh, love of my life.
Can we play it loud?
You got what it takes.
The best.
We are men, not animals.
Can we play it loud? Can we play it loud? Can we play it loud across Liverpool and beyond?
We are M-A-R.
Turning forever, I never could tell if this was a heaven or this was a hell. I reach out and take my piece of the cake. Hiding comes easy, we hide every day in this world far apart.
There we go, for the Clegg family, that's new music and a sanctuary. This is Moseyland Alternative Radio. It's John Freeman, a special Friday evening edition of the Clutter-Free Show for the Christmas and New Year holiday. And it's great to have you along. We're broadcasting on 1323 kHz AM, putting out a fine signal there on AM. 105 and 105.1 in Merseyside and selected areas of northwestern England, and around the world there on your smartphone or tablet, courtesy of TuneIn Radio. Just type in Merseyland. We've still got a few people that sit at a PC. Even some of our jocks do that, you know, and listen. No, my name's Paul J. www.mar.me.uk if you'd fancy sitting at a PC and listening that way. Music by request there. Paul and Wallace wanted that playing for all these guests that have been enjoyed a third Christmas dinner. A third Christmas dinner, one was enough for me. Anyway, he wants that playing for all his dinner party guests this evening. Not a problem, mate. All right, we mentioned Radio Nova just before, so let's refresh your memories with this one.
You can win with Radio Nova Karstica's lucky numbers. Win trips, cash, choice concert tickets, T-shirts, anything. All day, every day, Nova picks numbers at random. If you can match that number to the one on the back of your car sticker, you can win. Just call within 30 minutes and you win with Nova. To get your car stickers, send a stamp addressed envelope to Nova Car Stickers, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2. Win £10, £20, £50. Nova, 88 FM, 8:46 AM. You can win anytime.
Wait a minute, baby. Stay with me a while. Said you give me life, but you never told me about the fire. We'll
and alternative radio.
I think the best laugh is always when you go on these bloody television things. You have some bloody laugh with them, you know. Oh, you get some weird buggers there. Oh, you do. I went to that bloody Gazette programme. Somebody said, you know, Jackie's here, Jackie. Is that bloody Jackie Collins, you know, John Collins' sister? I said, who's he driving for this week? It was bloody 8 weeks for me. Then we had some silly twat from BBC Two. Rang up. Oh, would you come down and BBC Two on Saturday? I said, I can't. I'm going to a donkey derby. It was a bloody bacon, it's cricket cover, clearly. I was performing on my motorbike, you know, the ladder of death and all that bloody rubbish. And the wall of fire for the kids. Somebody said, hey, mate, you bring your motorbike, we're running a donkey derby, we've got to get some money quick. I said, why? She said, some silly twat forgot to put the water tank in the roof of the pavilion. We've got to raise about 500 quid immediately. Has there been no cricket this bloody season? I said, oh. Oh, I said, all right then. Anyway. Did you bring your motorbike and do a few stunts, you see, shoot the balloon and try and kill the bobby, you know? So he said, we're having a donkey derby, then this silly bugger rung up from London. Can you imagine it? He's sitting in St. Martin's Square. I can just imagine this bugger in one of these here upholstered chairs, you know how they are, with his chukka boots on and his Savile Row suit. We wondered if we'd come down and BBC Two on Saturday. I said, I can't come on Saturday. I said, I've got to go to a donkey derby. There was a silence. What on earth is a donkey derby? Well, here's me sitting there with my bloody shirt tail on the bottom of our stairs trying to explain to this bugger in London what a donkey derby is. I said, well, they run donkeys round the field. I said, they have to have a horseshoe-shaped course because the little buggers won't go past the place. Go past the place they started from. Have you ever tried it? This twat had never been out of Greater London. He doesn't know what sort of sports us peasants indulge in. You know, and they think we're around the bloody twist to start with, you know. I said, well, I'm taking my motorbike. Oh, that made it worse. Well, what do you want to do a motorcycle and donkey derby for? I said, never mind. I said, I can't come on Saturday. Oh, very well, you know, click. I thought, that's the last we've heard of bloody Shepherd's Bush 8000 or whatever it was. A Sloane, something or other. Anyway, by God, I went to the donkey derby. The following Monday, it was on again. Oh, we've been considering, they better consider this, about high-level bloody talk. About this. We wondered if you'd come this Saturday. I said, aye. I said, I'll come. I said, but hold your foot up a bit. I said, how much am I getting? Then we might look bloody daft. Oh, well, we give you 20 guineas. Well, they gave me that when I went on bloody Gazette at Granada. When I got to jump in my car and go up to bloody Didsbury or Manchester. Eh, you know. I said, oh, no. I said, I can get that from the Splinter Group in Manchester. Didn't like that, no. Oh, bloody hell, he was falling out with me then. Oh, I see, he said, yes. Oh, I said, oh, yes. He said, well, we'll give you reasonable expenses. I said, well, I've got to get a bloody A-ride to get to Crewe Station. I said, then it cost me about £7 on the train. I said, it's a long way. I said, where is your place? He said, Hammersmith Studios. I said, well, Christ, that's an awful long way from here. You know. I said, it must cost me £7 on the train to get to London. He said, but surely that's first class. I said, well, I said, I'd like to travel in style now and again, you know. A silly bugger sort of thing. Oh, well, very well, we won't argue. We'll give you another 10 guineas. We make it 30 guineas, you see. And you meet Mr. Liam Nolan in the pub across the road. That's bloody dangerous, that. In the pub. across the road from the studios at 1:30. I said, all right, I'll be there. So I rung Harold Buckley up and said, hey, Harold, do you fancy a bit of telly on Saturday? He said, aye, where are we going? I said, we go to London and we're going in your bloody car. It's sickening, isn't it? Anyway, we pedalled off down there. We're there at 11:45 and get in the pub. Ooh, well, touch of the bloody delicious tremblings, a bit of the load. Well, come 1 o'clock, you know, the place is in bloody uproar. These cockneys were trying to take the piss out of us. Peasants, you know. And we were doing it to them quietly, you know. We was having a laugh between us, you know. Well, the bugger didn't come until 1:45. By that time, it was really a rollicking good do going on, you know. I can see him now, and he comes through the door, and his bloody face fell a yap. We were just on frigging in the rigging. You're not Mr. Bates. I said, I am. How did you guess? Don't have any more. I said, get off, lad. You can go have a bloody drink with us. I said, I'm not bloody coming in. We had to get one, though. Anyway, he got us in the studio, Christ. We went in the studio. And as we gets in there, the whole boy, look at this bloody lad. That's what's that, Harold? And this is dressing room door, Blaster Bates and Al Karan, you know. This bugger starts apologising. I said, what? He said, I'm very sorry, Mr. I said, well, what's the matter, lad? He said, well, he said, I hope you don't mind sharing the dressing room. I said, sharing it? I said, I don't want a bloody dressing room, I'm dressed. Anyway, we had a look around, see. So I said, now, will you sit there, like at a table like this, like you and him there. I sat there, and nobody was sat there, though. You know, more or less, you sit there and behave your bloody self, you know. Anyway, his bloody lights start coming on, they bring this group on, they twanging and making a bloody row. Wasn't making much notice of them. Then there's another table up about where that wall is there, and this Peter Haig comes and he sits down with this James Mason, you know, the film man. The bloody cat under his arm, you know, bloody louse-ridden bloody animal. Looks like he got the bloody mange, you know. Would have been up here and bloody shot it. Talking about with this moth-eating cat. They have some weird ideas down there, don't they? Anyhow, they wouldn't have made a bloody good pie. So, he was chatting, and then this lady that trained those animals for a film they made called Incredible Journey or something, or she trained two dogs and a bloody cat. She's about the only bugger, then he sends amongst them. Anyway, he was talking to them, just then Gay Byrne comes and sits by. Well, I was sitting there, and Gay Byrne comes and sits there, and he said, how do you like being in London? I said, well, not much different than bloody Sandbach Town Hall's a bit bigger. I said, I don't suppose you get the complaints we get. So we were just talking like this, took my notice, like, and we were only just chatting. Anyway, just then he said, by the way, he said, and tone changed because I was too pissed to bother about this. So we've just seen you knock down one of these huge chimney stacks on the monitor. He said, how do you get them to drop in such a confined space? I thought he'd been very formal because I took my notice. I didn't, yeah. I said, well, said, I've got a touch like a bloody midwife. We were on the air then. And this was just to make me feel at home before, but I was too much at home. And it was a live show. And 330,000 bloody people knew that Batesy had got a touch like a bloody... And not only that, Al Buckley, who was in the wings, could see it, and the manager said, you come up lovely, you know. Then the phone, he said, if you'd have seen that bloody... Him that's just backed up with him, what's your name? He said he was glued, and his nose... on the bloody glass panel. But it was too late. And then the phone started going. Who's the new male nurse you've got in the studio? 200 phone calls in a quarter of an hour. Everybody wanted to know where he was working. He was a touch like bloody scream it was. Well, he said, he come to me after. He said, well, we give you 17 minutes. You were supposed to only to have 10. He said, but he said, I'll tell you this. One more crack like that. He said, my finger was on that bloody button. You'd have been off and no 30 guineas. Amazing. Got any questions now?
This is Moseyland Alternative Radio. We've got the best. The best. The best. The best. The best.
We are M-A-R.
Online at mar.me.uk, this is John Freeman.
Every day when the work is behind you and the shop and the store put the lock on the door. Just get away where your worries won't find you. If you like, well, I'll tell you more. Don't let the day get the better of you. When the evening comes, there's so much to do. You better put on your best and wear a smile. Just come along with me a while. Cause I tell you, I know a place where the music is fine and the song will always flow. I know a place where we can grow. At the door, there's a man who will greet you. Then you go downstairs to some tables and chairs. Soon I'm sure you'll be tapping your feet, because the beat is the greatest there. All around there are girls and boys. It's a swinging place, a cellar full of noise. It's got an atmosphere of its own somehow. You gotta come along right.
Play that one for BW. I know he's a big fan of Petula Clark. I know a place. And before that, I thought it was Dave Rogers, you know, that comedy sketch. Sounding just like Dave Rogers. But it wasn't actually. It was a guy called Blaster Bates. And that was recorded in the 70s, that was. And I remember seeing him actually at Southport Theatre, Blaster Bates. That was a great evening. This is Merseyland Alternative Radio. It's 27 minutes past 9 o'clock. It's John Freeman here with a clutter-free show, a special edition for the Christmas holiday period on a Friday evening. I'm through till 10 o'clock. Roger D will be taking over at 10 o'clock. Here's Womack and Womack. I heard this one for a good few years.
You.
good. I wanna fly double with Earhart.
Tracks there from 1988, Donna Summer and Dinner with Gershwin, Womack and Womack and Teardrops. Hi to Gary Hogg, thanks for your email, mate. Good to hear from you. He said he enjoyed listening to that Radio Nova advert we did when we were with Radio Nova, done by Tony Allen. He really enjoyed listening to that one earlier on. This is MAR, we're on 1323 AM, 105 and 105.1 FM and round the world on your smartphone or tablet at TuneIn Radio. Just type in Merseyland. Well, talking about Radio Nova, can't resist playing this one. This is a great memory.
Every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue
when you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in the midst, putting on their Ritz.
Land Alternative Radio. We've got the best
people by two.
The best
by 5 o'clock.
The best.
Honey, I'm lost.
The best. We are M-A-R.
I'm an overnight sensation, the king of rock.
Available for parties, bar mitzvahs and charities. Do another session, I'll be carried off. I have my creativity, think of my sensitivity. You know I really love my art.
You're a boring knock
it off, you're knocked it off. While I was sitting in the corner with my tracksuit off, I was hoping I'd be playing, but I never thought I'd win in the game.
You're knocked it off,
while I was standing in the corner with the ball got crossed. I thought I'd have a go and shoot it, but I never thought I'd put it away.
Me pop, I'm happy to be playing. What's that you're saying? There's gotta be a limo to take me down the shops.
Tell them they can stuff it, I'm not about to rough it in some granada.
Crossed the town on MAR, B.A. Robertson and Knocked It Off, playing that for Gary and Ruth and Pulse in the Files, along with a Taco track. It's a Taco, actually. And of course, Bob Gallico did his own version of that. We'll have to dig that one out one day and play you for that. Play that for you as well. Okay. Quarter of an hour left. As I say, Roger D taking over at 10 o'clock. Now, we normally have a jingle where a posh bird from the Wirral actually announces our competition. Can't just find the jingle at the moment, but I can tell you about the competition. And that is, you can win a prize of Jackie Frost's choice when you toss the coin. You can win a prize just by signing our guest book and telling us who you're listening to at the time. That competition's running all over our Christmas New Year schedule. Just go to our guest book there at www.mar.me.uk. That's www.mar.me.uk, and click on guest book and just let us know who you are, where you're listening, and what you think of the programmes, and who you're listening to right now. Okay, if you're listening, if you want to do it now, my name is John Freeman. I'm with you through till 10 with the Clutter Free Show. Looking at MAR Pirates there on the Facebook, I see Stephen Bishop is reminiscing about Radio Telstar back in 1980. Some interesting observations about that one. Players for you, mate, and Paul Sarsfield as well. He's on there. And, of course, Mark Whiteley, sorting it all out, coordinating it all for us. Thanks a lot, mate. This is XTC and one called Generals and Majors.
Generals and majors are hard, they're never too far from battlefields and glorious. Out in a world of their own, they'll never come down till once again victorious. Oh, generals and majors always seem so unhappy unless they got a war. Generals and majors are hard, like never before. I'm tired of being actionless. Call me generals and majors.
That's a forgotten 45 if ever there was one. Anika and Little Lady. Now, Tony Hayes was poorly last Sunday. He wasn't able to provide a forgotten 45 for the Rev. So hopefully he'll be back on top form in the Rev Sunday service this coming Sunday. Let's hope so anyway. Looking at Sky Sports, Brendan Rodgers has been asked to explain his post-match comments about referee Lee Mason following yesterday's game at the Etihad Stadium against Man City, where Liverpool had a clear goal disallowed for offside. And Mark Hughes, I think, will be in a spot of hot water as well after Stoke was shafted at Newcastle. Anyway, here's Olivia Newton-John talking about shaft. John and Physical. Roger D's up next at 10 o'clock. That 90 minutes has flown by, hasn't it? I'll see you on Sunday afternoon, 12 midday. I'm going to play it with some Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass now, Spanish Flea. You have a great weekend, and I'll catch you on Sunday. Stay tuned to MAR. Good evening.